Triple M right across the coast. It is Strotty for Brekkie, Elton John and Kiki D. Don't go breaking my heart. Remember the film clip there, the overalls? Oh, yes, of course. It is 5:08 and no beautiful sunrise this morning. Cloudy with a very high 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening, up to about 27. I hope it doesn't affect golf today, Len. We'll see what the radar is doing at the moment. It looks very patchy and very clear for golf. But that may change. We will see. Between like 1 millimetre and 10 millimetres has fallen overnight. 10 the tops for Coffs Harbour, and only 1 in Kempsey and 2 in Port Macquarie. So there you go. That is what the rain gauge looks like this morning. Major news stories of the day. A Sydney teen has been jailed for 12 years for terror offences, and Theresa May has turned to Angela Merkel to try and help salvage the Brexit deal. In sport, in cricket, Justin Langer says Tim Payne's going to be 100% ready for the Perth test despite a finger injury. And the big news coming through yesterday, the big bash has ditched the coin toss for the backyard bat flip, whether it's flats or hills, which I think is a great nod to our heritage of backyard cricket in this country. Good on them. Locally in sport, the Port Macquarie Swim Club are meeting tonight at the pool in Gordon Street from 6 p.m. On the show today, a plenty happening, including more of the 12 days of Christmas. The best prize we've had to give away in the lead up to Christmas for donkey's years. Thanks to Coppy's Butcher's Block, your favourite local butcher in Port Macquarie and Wauchope, we have a $500 voucher up for grabs, and we have Hendrix, our elf, coming in to play a Christmas carol for you on a ukulele. Now, if you can guess what the carol is, you make the draw Friday week to win the $500 worth. Now, we know we live in this great part of Australia, and the freeloaders, I mean family and friends, come in their numbers. They're not on diets. It's Christmas time. They will eat you out of house and home. This is a fantastic prize. Worst Dad Joke Wednesday coming up. If you've heard a howler, we'd like to hear from you. We've got another $1,000 on offer on the birthday wheel. If you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with some really famous people like the great Frank Sinatra, Dionne Warwick, and Bob Barker. Remember him and Happy Gilmore? Very funny scene. Also, how can you win a week at the Triple M Beach House? We'll go through that. And Christy in with what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. 132710, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast. Or if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. Like if you want to hear my interview yesterday with, I tell you what, I just love talking to them, the Angels. And, of course, they're going to be here as part of the Red Hot Summer Tour. And John Brewster I caught up with yesterday, and I asked him about the chant. You know the chant, Am I Ever Going to See Your Face Again? How did that start? If you want to hear his take on it, just go to my page and press catch up. You'll find it there. Good stuff. 5:11.
We love our city.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels
good. Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
How green was my cactus? Yeah. On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Check out their gift shop for great Christmas gift ideas this festive season.
The World of Nature with David Kittenberger.
It is here, in the remote South Seas paradise of Cactus Island, that one may find an amazing creature.
Taxi!
It is, of course, the common taxicab, so-called because of its luminous crest in the shape of the word taxi.
Taxi!
People often shout at the taxi to scare it away.
Taxi!
But these playful little creatures are simply scurrying past to find more lucrative pastures outside the casino.
Bloody thing!
It is only during fine weather or breeding season that these annoying little chaps appear in their thousands just when one decides to save a few bucks and walk. And it is only during this breeding season that the taxi can be found on its nest or rank, waiting patiently for a victim or fare to feed its young.
Ah, airport, please. Qantas terminal.
It is then that one may hear the distinctive cry from the taxi's mouth or driver.
Where you go? You show me the way.
It's the airport.
Where you go?
The airport.
you know.
You know, you show me the way.
It's the bloody airport.
This ritual dance can go on for hours until its prey or passenger leans over and programs the GPS on the windscreen or windshield.
In 200 metres, right turn.
What she say? I don't understand. You show me the way, lady.
Oh, get in the back. I'll bloody drive.
And so the taxi gracefully takes off, with the driver sitting in the back among the litter, or cigarette butts, and filth, or dried chunder.
No meter. Cash job. You pay cash, lady. No meter.
And very soon the taxi has successfully migrated.
You have arrived at your destination.
$50. You pay $50 to me.
What? I drove while you sat in the back smoking.
You pay $50, you big bloody.
It is then that the taxi's only known enemy strikes.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
What do you do?
I'll do a runner. See ya!
Hey, you pay. I kill you.
The runner has won the day. Oh, isn't nature wonderful?
How Green Was My Cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Check out their gift shop for great Christmas gift ideas this festive season. Geordie Leakes, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Amy Winehouse's ex-husband has accused the singer's dad, Mitch, of cashing in on his daughter's memory after he announced tour plans featuring a hologram of the late star. Ed Sheeran's Shape of You has officially been named Spotify's most streamed track of all time. The singer, 27, added to his already impressive list of accolades when it was revealed yesterday that his hit has become the first song to surpass the 2 billion streams mark, whatever that means. And Rupert Grint admitted he has no idea how much money he has in his bank account. The Harry Potter star who's 30 is worth around £28 million and said he was content knowing he has enough assets to lead a comfortable life without constantly checking up on his finances.
Walking into the Great Hall for the first time was absolutely incredible. All these effects with all the candles floating in the air, all lit and everything, food on the table, all the flambeaux were lit. It was just incredible. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Strawny.
Yeah, what a grey start we've got to the day today, but I don't think we're going to cop it in the morning anyway. It looks pretty good.
Looks pretty good there. Looks like low winds, high cloud, and hump day. Oh, how good is that?
Yeah, and hopefully with the wind going to the south, it'll warm up this 16-degree water where you are.
Yeah, get the back on the bite, a little bit of luck, yes. Yeah. We will swing around to the south. We've got a little bit of a northerly at the moment, but we'll swing around to the south. And I think we'll have quite a pleasant morning out in the water.
Yeah, well, you've got your favourite rising tide now. That's when the fish are on the chew. Where do you think we should go?
Well, we'll definitely go to the beaches this morning. It's about our first chance we've had to go to the beaches for about a week. So we're at the beaches. We'll take a few worms with us. Get a few pibbies and we'll try for a brimmer or a whiting on the beaches. I know there's some good reports of whiting to the south of us. I can't see any reason why we don't pick up a nice handy bag of a bucket full of whiting today.
Oh, that sounds very good, Bluey. Very good. They are such a beautiful fish to eat. Now, what about clubs out this weekend? Anything there?
Yeah, got a couple of clubs out this weekend. The Port Anglers are out this weekend. They've got a 1 o'clock weigh-in Christmas party in the Cinema Point Reserve. On Sunday, also the Lyreton Hotel Fishing Club, they're out this weekend. Their weigh-in starts at 1 o'clock, the barbecue at 12 o'clock at the front of the hotel, and the North Haven Bond Club Anglers, they're also out this weekend. It's a 2 o'clock weigh-in, unless the clubhouse with a barbecue.
Okie dokie. Now, I have been sent a photograph of Al from Mulloway's place this morning. There's light rain straight over his house. Oh, you can't believe it! And the sea is flat, and there's no wind there, he's saying at the moment. So there you go, Bluey.
Yes.
Amazing. Now, also, one of our mates is celebrating a milestone today, and it really is a big one. Now, how many years are you in the boat shed there, Bluey?
39.
Well, on the 31st of March, I'll be 30 years in this chair right here at Triple M, or at 2MC FM, and then 2MC. But, ladies and gentlemen, the great Richard the Barber... In William Street, Port Macquarie, is celebrating 50 years of picking up the scissors and going snip, snip, snip.
Well, how good, Jack. Yeah. Well done, Richard.
Yeah, so there you go. The great man will be snipping away there today in his office of knowledge there. And I love one of the sayings he's got behind the wall there. You know, it's a pity. You know, the real knowledgeable people that could be running this country are too busy cutting hair or driving cabs. That's what stopped him from being Prime Minister. So there you go. All the opinions that get offered up in that chair over the years, Bluey. Could you imagine
that's
it?
That's right, yes.
Unbelievable. Yes. So anyway.
The problem solvers of the world.
The problem solvers of the world. So there you go. The great Richard the Barber. All the best, champ. Have a great day today. Yeah. If you see him down the street, dig him in the ribs, shake him by the hand and say congratulations, 50 years.
Yeah, give him 3 cheers.
I wonder if
he's
still got the same pair of scissors he had when he was an apprentice, Bluey.
He would, I guarantee you.
I think he would. He's very, very meticulous, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Now, have you caught up with KO too?
Room, I reckon.
Yeah, and have you caught up with KO too? What about the rumours about the Viking? You know, is he going
gone undercover, I feel.
He's gone to ground.
Haven't spotted him.
All right, okie dokie. Fair enough. All right, Bluey. Well, this looks like it's going to be. It's not going to be as bad as what the forecast suggests. The radar looks pretty good. And you think we can get out to the beaches? We haven't been out there for ages because conditions have been crook. And we should try for a brim or a whiting on worms or pippies, eh?
Yep, you want to believe it. I reckon it's a good day. Hump day. Let's go and enjoy it.
$2 worth of chips, too. Go, you good thing. Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Thanks to the Future Pool Company, making your dream pool a reality.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Showers in the top of 26 on the Mid-North Coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Port Macquarie Hastings Mayor Peter Pinson has appealed to the community to listen to the facts on the proposed Port Macquarie Orbital Road. She stressed community anger that hundreds of homes being destroyed is unfounded. Rather, that's the number of properties across the whole zone being investigated for such a road. She says easing traffic congestion is a major cause of concern, though, and hoping community will visit Council's Have Your Say website to comment.
So I would like to again stress and make it clear that it is not true that Council intend on bulldozing 470 homes. I would also like to say that Council does have the responsibility of ensuring that our traffic congestion into the future is being taken care of.
The current petrol price cycle on the downward trend in the region, thankfully meaning prices becoming more affordable. Over the past week, there's been an average drop of 5.1% in Port Macquarie and in Kempsey a 3.1% drop. That's got prices at local service stations down below 150 cents a litre. Diesel, though, despite also going down, is the second most expensive in New South Wales at Port Macquarie, averaging 164.9 cents. Local police have released the identity of a man they'd like to locate, wanted on outstanding warrants. Karcher Rose Morse with more.
22-year-old Colin Dale Simpson's had his parole revoked, with police commencing inquiries. He's described as being Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander in appearance, about 170 centimetres tall, with brown hair and brown eyes, and frequenting the Nambucca Valley, Coffs Coast and Kempsey areas. His image is located on the Coffs Clarence Police District Facebook page. Call police or Crime Stoppers if you've seen the man.
And rejuvenation works have commenced on the Bung Creek foreshore between Gordon and Haywood Streets in Port Macquarie. A new path, staircase, seating, lighting and landscaping all to be included. The summer football season wrapping up for the holidays with TAFE New South Wales bringing its tropical chill-out zone to Dixie Park, Port Macquarie tonight. The summer comp has enabled players to continue their skills work in the off-season while trying the game in a smaller format. The night kicks off at 5:30pm and includes a DJ booth, kicking competitions and a giveaway. Port United TAFE Summer Comp Administrator Greg McDonald says the tournament's been running for 30 years and wrapping up 2018 with a fun and exciting new experience. That's news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a light nor'westerly wind. It's really producing those excellent smooth conditions on all our beaches this morning. There's a few decent little waves around those southern corners. We will be the pick this morning. We do have a small northeasterly swell in those southern corners of the wave magnet beaches and picking up all the wave action. Wave size is only around that 2 feet mark with the occasional bigger set coming through. Open beach is a little bit smaller than this, but that wind will turn to the south to southeast during the morning. We do have a high tide around 12:30 today. Low tide is around 7:30 this evening, and the water temperature is around 19 to 20 degrees, but in some places a little bit cooler than this, down around the 16 to 17 degree mark.
Triple M and, of course, the Ray Hadley Morning Show after 9 with guest host today, John Stanley, filling in for Ray. That is Chain to the Wheel there, the fabulous Black Sorrows, who are going to be at Panthers on January 3, I think, if my memory serves me correct. They are fantastic. The great Joe Camilleri, one of the greats of Australian music. If you love the Black Sorrows, January 3, whack it in your diary.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Morning, Lee. Don't you hate it when you start a conversation and think, gee, I hope I can remember that date? Anyway, oh, I did. Geez. I just got it in the back of my brain. You got it there. Right, oh, at the back
worst
there.
Feeling. Yeah.
I know. Anyway, what are the papers saying today, Lee?
Yeah, mate. So in the Daily Telegraph, the headline there today, just Google hit. This lucky image taken by a Google Street View camera car helped solve a brutal double murder and ended the reign of a Vietnamese drug queen. The Telegraph can today reveal for the first time how the breakthrough came by linking Dung Ti Nguyen's car and that of a contract killer outside a Canley Vale home that was doubling as a meth lab. As well as that, here's to the Fantastic Four. Thanks to knowing CPR and with a bit of help from a classic song, four mates saved a drowning toddler. Meet them in other unsung heroes. And the award for dumbest school, they're not exactly school awards parents would want to put up on the fridge. A New South Wales high school is under fire after its year 10 pupils planned to give out joke awards to mark the end of 2018, ranging from biggest rack to first to be a parent. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, the headline there, state to send uni students to regions. International students will be given incentives to study in regional New South Wales under a plan put forward by Premier Gladys Berejiklian to ease Sydney's population growth. The Premier will present her proposal for the students at the Council of Australian Governments meeting in Adelaide today. And PM seeks to outbid Labor on health. Prime Minister Scott Morrison will unveil a $1.25 billion offer to fund cancer treatment, drug and alcohol clinics, chronic disease programs and other services in a dramatic policy move to fend off Labor accusations of cuts to hospitals and healthcare.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. Isn't that an amazing story? The one about the street view on Google solving the crime.
Yeah, very innocuous little shot, but solves a double murder in the end.
It's just amazing. Yeah. Just amazing. Okay, locally with you, Lee, the Orbital Road is going to solve everyone's problems, but create a few more.
Yeah, well, it's a very, very controversial topic, isn't it? And Port Hastings Council have moved to reassure the community that nowhere near 470 homes would ever be destroyed through construction of that road. Rather, the figure is a total number of properties across the whole zone being investigated for such a development. Port Hastings Council Mayor Peter Pinson is now saying the best course of action is to visit their Have Your Say website and make comment. And as we say, it's a very controversial topic. We know it's linking a few major Port Macquarie roads, but no doubt there will be, if it goes ahead, at least some people, their houses will be bulldozed, simple as that. Just not 470.
Not 470. Okay, good on you, Lee, clarifying that. The full array of news coming up with Lee in about 6 minutes' time. All the sport. Good on you, champ. You've got a couple of days to go before you go off on your ACMA holiday. It's like Club Med. Is that right? I'm only joking. Triple M right across the coast. It is Strutty for Brekkie. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bolo, who have another 80 hams up for grabs in the ham raffles tonight. Yes. Also, $4,500 in the lucky members draw. How does that sound? That is Billy Joel there, Your Life. Yes, it's 11 past 7.
Triple M's 12 Days of Christmas.
Christmas.
For a $500 voucher at Coppy's Butcher Block, your favourite local butcher in Port Macquarie and Wauchope. Rocking your Christmas. Triple M.
Oh, yes. How good is it? Thanks to Coppy's Butcher Block. We need to know the name of the song, the Christmas carol played by Hendrix, our elf. 132710. Have a look at the phones go. As soon as I mention it, they absolutely go off their head. All right. Let's see if we can give away the entry here today. Triple M, good morning. Who have I got there?
JB.
Hello, JB. How are you, champion?
Very well, champion.
All right. Okie dokie, JB. You know how this works. Now, Hendrix, are you ready? I'm just getting Hendrix ready here. Here we go, JB. Jan Hendricks. Now, JB, what is the name of that Christmas carol?
Oh, champion, that'll have to be Rudolph the Red-Nosed.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Well done, JB. Now, you're in the final draw Friday week in the 12 days of Christmas. Well done, Hendricks, by the way. Well done. Now, JB, the question I'm asking people this time of the year, how many people are coming to your place over the Christmas break?
Well, mate, there'll probably be a few Christmas Eve, and then we head to the parents' place Christmas Day, so we'll all be up there, so there's plenty of people.
All right. A $500 voucher should quell the masses, do you think so, JB?
No, that'll handle a buddy tribe very well.
Very good. All thanks to Coppies Butchers Block. You'll find them, their favourite butcher, in Wauchope and in Port Macquarie. JB's in the draw. More tomorrow with Hendricks here on Triple M. It is indeed the 12 days of Christmas, and we have a week and a bit to go.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there. An electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, and as usual, we're ready to rock and roll for what's going to be a fascinating few minutes here on The Brekkie Show. Let's go! All right, act one on the program. We go to Port Macquarie and say, you're on to John. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mark.
What have you got for us today, Jono?
Two young brothers who are visiting or staying with their grandparents just before Christmas. One of them kneels down when they're kneeling down saying their prayers. One boy says in a really, really loud voice, I'd like a bike or a PlayStation for Christmas. And his brother says, why are you yelling? God's not deaf. He said, no, but Grandma is.
I like that one. It's perceptive, very perceptive. Triple M, Worst Joke Wednesday, Act 2, Margaret and Kempsey. Hello, Marg.
Good morning, Shawnee.
What you got for us today, Margie?
Well, this father must have been a carpenter. A carpenter had been stealing timber for years, finally went to confession. He said, I'm a carpenter, father, and I've stolen a lot of timber from my boss. The priest said, for your penance, I'd like you to make a novena. Oh, the carpenter answered, I've never made one before, Father, but if you've got the plans, I'll steal the timber.
Oh, no! Okay, at Act 3, we go to Kenny in Port Macquarie. Ken, what's your story for us?
Mate, what do you call an Aussie cricketer with no clothes on?
I'm going to hate myself. Go on, Kenny.
Stark naked.
Stark naked. Ah, no, there it is.
Get the habit. Stay tuned to this channel.
Strawny's Brekkie Show.
Triple M and the $1,000 birthday wheel coming up after 8. One for all the plumbers this morning. It's Credence on Triple M and up around the bend. It's 8 to 8. That in itself is a bad dad joke.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there. An electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, and we go to the soundproof booth and say a very good morning to the great Glenn Stewart.
Morning.
Good morning. Oh, fantastic, are. Yes. And a Worst Dad Joke Wednesday delivering there with John, Margaret and Kenny. Who did you like out of that lot?
I think it's got to be the old Stark Naked.
Stark Naked. Oh, Kenny, can you ring back, mate?
That's pretty good.
I lost you there. I think I pressed the drop button instead of the hold button because I'm old. If you can ring back, Kenny, we'll send you along to the Drift Bar Cafe and Restaurant to have a great lunch. There you go. Now, talking about lunch.
Menu.
Yeah, new lunch and anything. You've got a new menu there.
Yeah, it's kicked off this week, so the boys are chipping away. They're doing great.
Fantastic. And, of course, let's talk about a lucky members draw there tonight. It is sensational.
So with the trivia and the members draw and the ham raffles on tonight, we're up to
$4,500. $4,500. That's amazing. Now, also, Jerry's doing the trivia tonight. We've got the ham raffles on. We've got 80 hams up for grabs. He's going to get it over quick. But he tells me the getting question for tonight, Glenn, in the Muppets Christmas Carol, who played Scrooge? Was it Michael Jordan, Michael J. Fox, or Michael Caine?
I'm out.
You're out?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's the getting question for tonight, all right? Now, tickets on sale at 5, Glenn?
The on 5. Draw starts at 7 for 80 hams.
80 hams. And then, of course, next week we hit the 100 mark.
For sure.
Woohoo.
And then Christmas.
Then Christmas, ooh, that's right. We better get over the entertainment Friday and Saturday, though.
Well, Friday with these guys, awesome. The Barflies are back in the band Alter Ego on Saturday.
Yeah, Alter Ego, great fun, and all at our great sponsors, the Port City Bowling Club, where you can become a member for $5.50. Isn't that amazing?
That's awesome.
All at the Port City Bolo. All right, Glenn, you have a great week. Now, this time next week, we'll be doing exclusively Christmas jokes, Santa jokes, all right? Yeah.
So, I'll keep my ear out.
Ho, 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 it's off to the Christmas jokes you go. Thank you, Glenn Stewart.
See you, mate. I'll talk to you soon.
Triple M right across the coast. It is Trotty for Brekkie and the great sound of the one and only Bruce Springsteen there and Hungry Heart. It is 8:09.
Triple M. Lab birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, we're trying to give away $1,000. Let's see if we can do it with Julia in Laurieton. Good morning. How are you, Julia?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Fantastic. And have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
I've finished it.
Oh, you rotten so-and-so. Now, good on you, Julia. I'm sort of starting mine at the moment, but good on you for being done this far out. Listen, if we can match your birthday with the wheel, we'll give you $1,000 to pay off some of the plastic, I suppose, which may get workout between now and Christmas as well. What number, Julia?
Number 13, please.
Number 13 for Julia. All right, come on, number 13. Come around, you rotten thing. You've stopped right on the number 20. Doop. Can't give you the cash, Julia. I will, at the end of the month, which is not really the end of the month because we break up on Christmas Eve for a little break, all right? That's when the promotions department with Christy does the big draw for the Triple M bag. I've got your details. You're in the running to win that. Thanks, Julia, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you too. Bye.
Other birthdays today, I can tell you. The great Frank Sinatra, born on this day. Also, Dionne Warwick and the great Bob Barker from Happy Gilmore. Do you remember Bob Barker, the Price is Right man?
Are now dead last.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob. There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go. Oh! You like that, old man? You want a piece of me?
I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
Strawny.
For breakfast, Triple M.
Yeah!
1, 2, 3.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
And here is Christy, who was hurtling through the roundabout only a couple of minutes ago.
I know. I cut it fine, didn't I, Strawny?
That's okay. Good stuff.
When I hear the cue that Christy's coming up next, I'm like, yes, Strawny, I'm coming up next.
I'll be here. I'm next on the roundabout.
It's all good. But there's lots happening around the Mid-North Coast today, including one that's very exciting, and I know the girls in the office are going to be running down there to get half-price sale. It's the Garden Village Port Macquarie Op Shop. They're having a half-price sale from 9 till noon today.
Are you an op shopper?
I am, actually. You get some good
finds. What's
been
your best buy?
One of the girls here in the office believes it's the best buy ever. There's some high pants that are quite long and flowy. They're the in-trend at the moment. They're nice.
It's like
teal
I Dream
colour.
A Genie pants.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And they're really comfortable, lightweight, perfect for summer or winter, whatever. So best find, $5. Can't beat it. You probably pay $40 for those.
We were overseas one time and there's one place called the Kilo Shop. And you actually just go and weigh it, and that's what you pay for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a good one. So if you like to buy really lightweight stuff,
you're not going to pay much.
You wouldn't pay a fortune.
What else has happened?
That's a good bargain. Port Macquarie Swimming Club meet tonight at the pool in Gordon Street from 6 o'clock. And if you like dancing, get along to Nambucca Heads RSL. They're hosting Cuban Salsa classes from 6:30 this evening. Nambucca Ribbon Dragon Boat Club meet the Savo at Lions Park Boat Ramp in Maxville from 4:15. And it's story time at the Nambucca Heads Library this morning from 10.
That was yesterday, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't edit that bit out.
Well, see, I should read my things before I come in here as well. Now, I do have to mention something. I'm a little bit in trouble this morning because I forgot today was a special day. 12th, 2012 was the day that Michael and I got together and he remembered the anniversary of 6 years. I did not.
There you go. So they've been together 6 years today, and Michael remembered and you didn't.
He's feeling chuffed, not embarrassed that I forgot.
Yeah, well, that's great. Congratulations. You're going out to dinner somewhere, or is Michael going to make you something
We're actually going out to dinner with friends.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
So
and also,
too romantic.
There's another anniversary today, too, the 12th of the 12th. You know Richard the Barber, who's one of our great collection points for Gimme Five. 50 years ago today, he started his apprenticeship as a hairdresser.
Wow. 50 years.
Yeah. So we started when he... Richard, you say, telling you started when you were three? Because you couldn't be that old.
You're too nice, Strawny.
That's what's on.
Thank you. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Triple M right across the coast. It is Ray Charles with the Blues Brothers and the classic Shake Your Tail Feather. And I hope you're doing that today as you get out and get your work done, your Christmas shopping done, whatever. Thanks for your company. And now, if you missed any part of the show, maybe you missed Worst Joke Wednesday, you'd like to work out who won, just go to Triple M Mid-North Coast. Go to our website, go to my page and press catch up. The whole show's there for you to have a bit of a gander at if you'd like. Tomorrow on the show, a reminder, we are going to have... very interesting time tomorrow with more of the 12 days of Christmas. Also, with the Summer Beach House, we're going to catch up with the people from Dreamworld and find out what's new for summer there, because you get four passes if you happen to win the Summer Beach House promotion here at Triple M. And remember, only Triple M Club members can win. It is a sensational prize. Whatever you're doing, enjoy your Wednesday today. Now, Ray's away today. John Stanley filling in for Ray Hadley after nine on 131-873.
And you have a treasure that money can't buy. Make it.